will be your server for this evening. Welcome to Bon Appetit. And are you dining alone, sir? Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, I was just asking because it's a little full at the shop today, and we just wanted to make sure that all the seating arrangements are accounted for. No worries. Thank you so much for understanding. Right. So, I'm ready to take your order, actually. Is there anything that you have in mind already? Or would you like for me to come back in a bit? Okay, great. So, what shall we be having for this evening? Okay. Would you like that rare, medium? Okay. Excellent choice. Alrighty. Do you like sides for that? Of course. We can absolutely do that for you. And what would you have for your drink? Wonderful. All right then, well, I will be heading over to the chef and giving this right away, and we should be able to get back to you in a bit. Great. Well, I'll see you later, sir. Excuse me, sir? Right, well, about the combination of your order, there has been a little bit of a mishap at the kitchen, and the chef, I'm sorry, is not going to be able to make that happen for you. No, of course, I can understand why you're upset, but we actually do have a little complimentary service to hopefully, make up for this mishap. Yes, we actually do offer a very specific and private service for this type of situation. And it didn't occur to me until I gave this to the chef. What you ordered was actually a little code for our secret menu. Sorry, I'm new here, so you can understand if things just fly over my head sometimes, I hope. Thank you so much, you're too gracious. So, I can offer you an alternative in terms of the food. Yes, so if you have our little menu right here, you should be able to choose something similar. Okay, and this one? Okay, great. So I'm just gonna note that down for the chef, of course. But now on to the secret menu that you have smartly requested. There's a room in the back, ready and waiting for you, sir. Well, I will be your server in that area as well, so I hope you don't mind, but if you prefer someone else, I know that you have also checked in with other ladies, some of our waitresses too in the past. If you have any preferences for that, we can certainly make some changes. You'd like me? Okay. Right, and in terms of the services, do you already have something in mind for what you'd like to have? I see. Wonderful. Well, you understand the prices too, I believe? Okay. Well, that can certainly be arranged for you, sir. If you will kindly follow me to the back and feel free to stare for as long as you'd like. Thank you. Sorry, sir, for the rudeness, not understanding what you were trying to communicate a while ago. I'm new, as I said. It's only been a week for me. And some men are more direct about what they want, if you catch my drift. And so when you gave me the menu, I sort of forgot that there was such a code. hang on, I need to send this ticket over to the chef. But while I do so, feel free to pull your pants down, take your clothes off, whatever you'd like, sir, to get ready. And I will be with you shortly to serve. Hello, sir. Is this exactly what you were hoping for? Perfect. I can't say I'm quite used to this. This is actually my first time having a chained leash and collar ever. Well, I think you know our safe words, but seeing as you're more experienced with some of our earlier servers, then I have absolutely no doubt that you're going to take care of me as well. I'm glad that we have an agreement. So, shall I call you sir or master? I typically ask first. I wouldn't want to provide with you with a subpar experience, you know? Well, thank you for granting me that flexibility then, master. How shall we start? Of course. I offer to you my chain, master. All for you to tug me, direct me, show me my place and where I ought to be. But I already know where I'm supposed to be, sir. Right here, on my knees, between your legs, mouth open, tongue out, and ready to receive your cock. I must admit I have been staring at your cock for quite a bit too. I'm sure you caught that. Well, it's part of how I wanted to be at this job. I've always wanted to serve, you see. Something inside me has sort of clicked when I found this job description, so I thought, why not? It's, yeah, maybe I can satiate my hunger, too, while I serve some of the best customers over here. It's not flattery if it's true now, is it, sir? Of course. I don't mean to, hurry things along, but may I please have your cock, master? Can I please have it in my mouth? Can I please have a taste of it? Can I maybe feel the tip graze at the back of my throat before it slowly pushes deeper and deeper inside me? Stretching and opening up my tight little hole. I thought so. Thank you, sir. I shouldn't forget my manners. If you don't mind me saying, sir. You taste absolutely delicious. And no, I'm not just saying that because I have to. I can send you a list of the names of the guys that I served, and you can ask them yourself. You caught me there. No, we're not allowed to disclose client names, but I can't help it. I'm just eager to prove to you how much I enjoy your cock. You like that one, sir? Of course, you can be as rough on me as you want. But if I may, sir, I do quite enjoy taking my time with your cock. I just feel like something as good as this needs some extra attention, if you know what I mean. Good. I'm glad. But of course, I shouldn't really be ignoring these heavy balls, too. So let me just make my way there. Every inch ought to be worshipped after all. Kissed. Licked. And sucked. You deserve it, sir. I'm sure you work hard. You do so much. And with a cock like this, what girl wouldn't want to be on her knees right now serving you? I'm just lucky I ended up with you. Well, I guess there's one last thing left to do now, sir. Now that I've thoroughly worshipped you, my mouth, my tongue, I think I'll want your big cock to spread out my tight little throat now, right? I think you ought to feel the way my throat can massage your pulsing cock right now. I think you ought to know how good of a cock sleeve I can be. And especially with this thick collar, I'm sure you can make me go tighter if you tug me just right. Anything to meet your desires, master. Of course, master. I'll be ready for you. Don't worry. Well, I knew you were big, and I knew you'd be a bit much, but... Mm-hmm. But don't I look pretty with mascara running down my cheeks? Isn't it lovely to see my lipstick be painted all over my face and your cock? All because you can make me choke so easily on this nice big cock of yours? I thought so. It's okay, sir. I know it's my first time with you, but I'm pretty sure I can take it. I love a challenge after all, too. Do you like that, sir? Good. I can keep going. Don't worry. Well, I can tell that you're getting closer, sir, but, if you hold out a little bit longer, and I don't mean to impose, if you prefer, of course, I can, make you explode down my throat, and it would feel so nice to feel your cum just dripping down my throat. Would you like that too, sir? Of course. So, when you're ready, just let me know. But if you can hold out a bit, well, you know. I'm ready. All of your cum in one go, but you just had so much to give. Here, let me show you how clean you are. Of course, before I finish. Sarah, you taste so good. I can tell why all the waitresses would love to have you back. But don't tell them I said that. I should let you know that they absolutely adore you and enjoy having you over and over again. Oh, thank you, sir. I really do quite enjoy pleasing men, and you in particular. Well, I had a bit more fun than others, if I can say so myself. Thank you. That was really nice. Right, so, waitress mode. Your food should be here in a couple of minutes, maybe even less, and I will be there to serve it to you. Wearing my collar and my leash? Of course, sir. I wouldn't have it any other way. I will be right back. And there are complimentary items to help you rehydrate and get ready for your food, if you understand what I mean. It's underneath the table. I could get that for you if you'd like. No? Okay, well, I'll see you in a bit with your food then. Thank you so much, sir.